I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the songs of the Scottish-American musician, artist, actor, director, film producer, record producer, the singer-songwriter, David Byrne.
Stranger, the doors
The songs of David Byrne and Brian Eno. That song was from a live concert in 2009 to celebrate the release of the most recent recording by David Byrne and Brian Eno. The album is called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, and it was released in 2008. David Byrne did a solo worldwide tour for almost 11 months in 2008 and 2009, supporting the release of that recording. The recording has been released as Everything That Happens Will Happen on This Tour. And we just heard the song Strange Overtones. David Byrne, you probably know him as the lead singer and songwriter for the American band Talking Heads. And he collaborated with Brian Eno on several projects and really developed a lot of the sound of the band Talking Heads in collaboration with his producer, Brian Eno. And this recent recording, to me, really harks back to that quintessential Talking Heads sound. So David Byrne, he was born in Scotland, in Dumbarton in Scotland, on May 14th, actually, in 1952. And even though he has resided in the United States for most of his life, he never did become a U.S. citizen until very recently. It's interesting, you know, when you look at a lifetime of work, and you look at a musician, chances are that begins in childhood. If you're going to have a life as a musician, you usually know it by the time you're 3 or 4 years old. And David Byrne is no exception. By the time he's 5 years old, he knows how to play the harmonica. And before he even gets into high school, he already can play the guitar, the accordion, and the violin. His parents moved to Canada, and then they finally moved to Maryland when he was about 8 years old. And he was also singing as a child, but he wasn't allowed to get in the choir in middle school because he was, quote, off-key and too withdrawn. That's really interesting. So David Byrne goes into college. He goes into the School of Design, the Rhode Island School of Design in 70 and 71. And then he goes to the Maryland Institute of College for Art, obviously pursuing a career as a visual artist. But he drops out of school and he forms his first band with a fellow student from the Institute of Art named Christ France, and he calls his band the Artistics. So the band falls apart, and Chris France and David Byrne move to New York City together. And so they're trying to form another band, but they can't find a bass player. So they talk Chris France's girlfriend, Tina Weymouth, into learning how to play the bass guitar. And that's how they formed the band called Talking Heads. They played their first gig in 1975. And a couple years later, they round out the band with a man named Jerry Harrison, who's like a multi-instrumentalist. And he joins them in 1977, and they release their first album. Talking Heads eventually goes on to release 8 studio albums, okay? So it wasn't until their second album that Talking Heads and David Byrne began a really important collaboration with a record producer named Brian Eno. So I thought it would be great to go back and listen to some of the music that Brian Eno produced with Talking Heads. They started with the second album called More Songs About Buildings and Food, but it was in that following year, in 1979, that they released The Fear of Music. And this album features a song called E-Zimbra with Robert Fripp on guitar. Now, Brian Eno had been collaborating with Robert Fripp to develop some really unusual sound effects. This is prior to digital music, so they're working with analog tape loops and really interesting production techniques. That's what Brian Eno specializes in. So we're going to hear two tracks from that 1979 Talking Heads album. We're going to start out with Ezimbra, and then we're going to hear Life During Wartime. This is David Byrne and Talking Heads.
Thank you.
Talking Heads. From their 1979 Fear of Music album, we heard Izimbra and Life During Wartime. So when you look on the album credits to see who gets the songwriting credits, David Byrne is the only one who gets the songwriting credits for the music on Fear of Music. Although on the cover, Brian Eno is the producer. He's credited with, quote, treatments. And all of those basic tracks for this album were actually recorded at Chris Brand's and Tina Weymouth's loft at their home out in Long Island City. So Talking Heads, the members of the band are David Byrne on lead vocals and guitar, Chris France on drums and backing vocals, Tina Weymouth on bass and backing vocals, and Jerry Harrison's the keyboard player. So that's the second album that Brian Eno produces for them. And in the following year, 1980, the next album is called Remain in Light. Now, the transition that happens is every song on the Remain in Light album is songwriting credited to David Byrne and Brian Eno. They finally recognize him as the full collaborator that he is, not only handling the atmospheric production, the ambient music that he's so famous for, but actually sharing the songwriting credits. Brian Eno was very curious about music, and he was exploring the West African polyrhythms of a Nigerian musician, Fela Kuti. And so he introduces Talking Heads to this type of music, and it heavily influences the Remain in Light album. It's got like Arabian music, North African music, disco funk, analog loops of found voices, and it really foreshadows how so many rock musicians go into experimenting with world music. So let's listen to two songs from this Remain in Light album. You know, at the top of the hour, we heard a live performance from David Byrne supporting the most recent recording that he did with Brian Eno. And originally, this live tour was just going to support the new recording that they just released in 2008. But then he decided that he wanted to expand the repertoire that he was going to be performing on the tour to play music from all of the collaborations between Brian Eno and David Byrne. And so it's interesting because Brian Eno didn't get the songwriting credits on this music, but on the tour, those two songs, Izimbra and Life During Wartime, David Byrne actually acknowledges the fact that he co-wrote those songs with Brian Eno. So let's listen to two songs from Remain in Light, Cross-Eyed and Painless, followed by Once in a Lifetime. Talking Heads, Remain in Light.
Lost my shape, trying to act casual. Can't stop, I might end up in the hospital. Changing my shape, I feel like an accident. They're back to explain their experience. Never they seem to me.
in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself,
Talking Heads, that's from their Remain in Light album. That song is called Once in a Lifetime. And right before that, we heard Cross-Eyed and Painless, the songs of David Byrne and Brian Eno. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Yeah. Okay, so Brian Eno actually shares the songwriting credits with David Byrne, and that's the third album that he is the producer for, Talking Heads. The following year, in 1981, David Byrne and Brian Eno bust out from Talking Heads, and they release a collaborative album called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. 1981. We're about to hear one track from that album. It's not a very commercially successful album, but it's a groundbreaking record. It got a lot of critical attention because it's a really, now you have to realize this is before digital synthesizers and sampling and all of this. So this album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, is groundbreaking for the use of tape loops and taking what they call found sounds, samples of people talking, samples of radio shows, little bits of TV things, static, all kinds of sound effects and studio production going on in this recording. We're about to hear a track called America is Waiting. And it's a really unusual album. A little bit more about Brian Eno, who shares the songwriting credits with David Byrne. David Byrne was born on May 14th, 1952, and Brian Eno was born on May 15th, 1948. He's British. He's born in Suffolk, England, and he's got a very unusual lifetime. Is he a musician, or is he another type of avant-garde kind of artist? It's a very fascinating career. He's really known to me as a producer, but he's also got a lot of solo compositions that he does, but it's all about ambient music, electronic effects, minimalism. Brian Eno actually began his music career as a keyboard player and as a kind of a producer for the band called Roxy Music from London in 1971 through 1973. It's a glam rock band. And Brian Eno initially doesn't do performing with them, but he finally steps out on the stage, and he's always dressed very audaciously, you know, a lot of exotic costumes and makeup and hair and the whole thing. And it's interesting because he talks about his short career with Roxy Music. Here's a quote from Brian Eno, quote, "As a result of going into a subway station and meeting Andy, the saxophonist, Andy McKay, I joined Roxy Music. And as a result of that, I have a career in music. If I'd walked 10 yards further on the platform, or missed that train, or been in the next carriage, I probably would have been an art teacher now." So Brian Eno hasn't really established his main reputation as a composer or performer. It's really as a producer. And he has produced some amazing music. The work that he did with Talking Heads that we just heard, Remain in Light. He also has produced 7 albums for U2, including The Joshua Tree in 1987. He's worked with Laurie Anderson. He did Coldplay's album, Vida La Viva, and the Milo Xyloto, the follow-up album with Coldplay. He's worked with Paul Simon, Grace Jones, Laurie Anderson. His career as a producer is truly amazing. So it's an unusual collaboration between David Byrne and Brian Eno. Let's listen to a little bit of the music from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. This song is called America is Waiting. Brian Eno and David Byrne.
Again, taking it. then again. I mean, yeah, what are you gonna do?
America is waiting for a message of some sort or another.
My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, David Byrne and Brian Eno. That album was released for a 25th anniversary, was re-released in 2006 with some bonus tracks included. So those two, what an amazing compilation, what an amazing collaboration. I mean, David Byrne and Brian Eno have collaborated again in 2008. They recorded an amazing album called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. This would be the eighth solo album by David Byrne. This collaboration with David Byrne and Brian Eno is it's some of the best music that I've heard come out of David Byrne since the Talking Head days. He did a 2 year for 11 months. He did almost 2 years from 2008 to 2009. He did a worldwide tour to support the music from the album Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. And he talks about that a little bit because this really celebrates the collaboration between these two men. And here's a quote from David Byrne. He wanted to, quote, draw a line linking this new material with what we did 30 years ago to clarify the connection between all of the previous work. There might be more continuity than I imagined, which I hope is going to work in my favor. So they did a live worldwide tour to support the album. And even though Brian Eno was originally going to actually perform on stage, he decided that he wasn't going to actually perform and participate in the tour. And he just let David Byrne decide how to present the music. So let's listen to some of these recordings from this 2008 album. We'll start with a song called Home. And then we'll listen to the title track, Everything That Happens, David Byrne and Brian Eno.
The dimming of the light makes the picture clearer. It's just an old photograph. The world was just beginning.
at sunset. I took a drink from a jar.
Happy.
David Byrne and Brian Eno. Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. That's a recording from 2008. David Byrne has written and published a book in September of 2012. The book is called How Music Works. And it's an interesting book. I haven't read it yet, but I've been reading about it. And it's kind of an interesting mix of autobiography and music theory all mixed up together. It's a bunch of like standalone chapters. And he reminisces about some of the times with Talking Heads and talks about like the influence of music in bird songs. Anyway, here's a quote from the book, How Music Works, David Byrne. Quote, I've made money and I've been ripped off. I've had creative freedom and I've been pressured to make hits. I have dealt with diva behavior from crazy musicians and I have seen genius records by wonderful artists get completely ignored. If you think success in the world of music is determined by the number of records sold or the size of your house or bank account, then I'm not the expert for you. I am more interested in how people can manage a whole lifetime in music. We'll listen to a live recording from David Byrne in Tour. The song is called I Feel My Stuff by David Byrne and Brian Eno.
My
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, the songs of David Byrne and Brian Eno. Thank you so much for listening.